Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Now we got.
We got the tea and a theory. We got the tea and a theory. We got the tea, what? And a theory. We got the tea and a theory.
Hi.
Hey.
Is this thing on? Welcome back to another episode of Tea and Theory, where we spill the tea and we back it up with the theory. We're your hosts, Cassandre.
And I'm Quenisha.
Woo! Okay. Another week. How are you, Queen?
I'm getting a little tired. we're being honest. Yeah. I'm getting a little tired. It's that time of the semester. Yeah. We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
like I'm
small break.
I cannot wait for that week off. Mm-hmm. And so every day feels like I'm just dragging and pulling teeth.
We're so close.
And all I want to do is eat some dressing, some sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm good. You know, I feel like I keep looking at my calendar and I'm like, okay, we're inching closer and closer to like fall break. But then after that, it's like the semester's over.
Yes.
You know? And so I'll get some rest. Internship applications are in. So I'm feeling like, woo! So I have a little break before like application or like interview start.
Yeah.
And you know, inshallah, there will be many. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And so, I'm feeling good. Today was a little bit, or this week was a little bit lighter for me just because so many of those big tasks were done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling good. I'm excited.
I love you know? That. Yes.
I'm feeling good.
And I'm excited. We're going line dancing tomorrow.
Girl.
I can't wait. Man. And then the little art show on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to be a weekend. Excited.
I feel like I haven't seen outside in so long. Mind you, when I saw it yesterday. But I haven't seen outside. I haven't brushed shoulders with a stranger. I haven't told a woman, girl, you're so like, oh, I haven't told a woman like she's tea. Like I haven't inhaled. Mm-hmm. There we go. Inhaled fresher air.
Yeah.
You know? Mind you, we went hiking.
We did.
But I need more.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I need and more.
Understood. We gonna get all of that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to be outside.
Outside. Whee!
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So, moving to our icons of the week.
Okay.
So, first, I wanted to, you know, as PhD students, as I said, we tired.
Yeah.
We've been doing the thing.
Yeah.
Doing the grading, seeing the clients, getting the work done. So I really want to, it was on my heart to really take this moment to, maybe a little selfishly, make PhD students our icons of the week. We do work really hard.
We do.
We don't get paid much, but I will say I'm very thankful that our program just found out that we do get insurance now.
Man.
So guys, we have not been getting insurance that was paid for us. So please, if you know PhD students, if you see PhD students,
tell
them you love them. Give them a hug.
Yeah.
We need hugs.
Send them a care package.
Yes.
Why do care packages have to stop in college?
Yes. Like, please. Please.
Send your people some.
Please send us care packages. Okay. We would appreciate them so much. Like, imagine the phone call. Like, the phone call you will get after.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for us to call people in the first place.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah.
And so just imagine the smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
Touch a PhD student. Do something nice for them.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of crazy.
No. I'm laughing because my mom literally had to do like a little proof of life text because she was like, hello. And I was like, hey.
Yeah.
I promise I'm alive.
I promise. No, the other night I was taking Ralphie out, and you know, it's getting darker sooner. And so my mom calls me and I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm taking Ralphie out right now. She's like, oh yeah, kiss my baby for me. Aww. And then she said, text me when you get back in. I forgot. Yeah. I remembered when I was talking to you in the car yesterday and I almost burst it out. I was supposed to text her.
Yep.
I did, in my defense, she had asked me for something, so she did get an email from me that morning, so she knew I was alive. But sorry, mommy.
No, it'd be like that. I'd be telling my parents all the time, like my friends and family, like, love you down. You are always on my mind. I promise. Now, will I find the time? Like, if we could just communicate telepathically, you would know how much I'd be thinking about you.
You would know.
But the way that I'd be thinking about you mid homework, and I have to lock it.
I can't. If I deviate, the thought's going to be gone.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good for anybody.
So, know, mom, I love you. Mm-hmm. Sis, I love you, friend. I love you, guys. Period. Y'all know me. Y'all know my heart.
Exactly. We love y'all so much. I know my daddy listens. Dad, I love you too. I'll talk to you on Saturday at 9 a.m. Yes. But that was our first group of icons. Mm-hmm. But I hear we have a second group. So there was an election in New York.
Yes.
And who won?
Big Zoran Mamdani. Ooh. I don't know if y'all heard. Big Zoran Kwame Mamdani, mayor-elect of New York City.
And is.
So, like, wow. Like, even though I feel like I was an honorary New York City, you know, citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was, because, girl, I was watching that race. Like, I lived over there.
Girl, mind you, I'm in Texas.
No, like, I'm several hours away.
Several hours.
And I was just literally like, you gotta win, man. You gotta win, please.
Girl.
And did.
Y'all came through.
Y'all sure did.
Y'all did y'all beat me.
Shout out to y'all for showing up to the polls. Like, I'm sorry. It gave. I know, like, you know, a lot of people have feelings about the, you know, 2008 Obama era. It literally reminded me of when Obama first won.
Mm-hmm.
Hope. Diva. That's what it feels like. Yes. It literally feels like we got a little hope. And, you know, people have feelings and thoughts about candidates. But I'd be like, girl, there's something very radical about having hope, girl.
Yes, and we need more of that.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's how I felt in general with all the, like, elections, aside from Texas. Texas did not do what it needed to be.
Yeah.
But all the rest of the elections that were happening.
Texas.
It was giving hope. It was giving, okay, a change is going to come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is
dang.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Doing y'all thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yes. Yeah. Getting to the top.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Look at a wee. Oh!
I'm excited for this one.
So here's the tea. Okay. I have two flavors of tea.
Okay. Ooh, I like
But I think I like they go options. Well together.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, a little, like a blend?
A little blend.
I like a blend.
You know the vibes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, starting with, like, a article that I feel like really got the girls talking. Mm-hmm. You know, what's that, that part in, that song by Kanye and Jay-Z where they're like, I don't know what it means, but it's provocative.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It gets the people going.
Uh-huh.
It got the people going.
Yeah.
Girl, it was that provoking. Girl, first of all, whenever there's something interesting going on, just know pull the curtain back, it's a black one.
It's a black one.
It's a black one behind it. So Ms. Shantae Joseph,
yes,
step to the front, please. So she wrote an opinion piece on Vogue titled, "Is Having a Boyfriend Embarrassing Now?"
Just that title alone.
The title alone, I said, click.
Immediately.
I said, I need to know. Wait a minute. Yeah, tell me about that. So, in the article, she really talks about the ways like that women are now showcasing mm-hmm. the ways that they're in relationships on social media. Mm-hmm. And so she really like talks about how women are really not really finding having a partner as cool. You know, the piece talks about, you know, conversations that she had with women or mm-hmm. influencers about like the reactions that they received when they posted like little indications mm-hmm. of their partners. And so people were talking about like, well, you know, like a lot of people would unfollow. Like I lost a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. People felt like being in a partnership, like waters women down. Mm-hmm. Like they go from being like the really fun, exciting influencer to being kind of very stale, like male centered. I'm always posting my man. And like one of the things that I had noticed that I was like, yeah, was like, which talked about women posting their partners. It's never like, here's the face of my partner.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, a hand.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a steering wheel. It's a steering wheel. Ooh, there's someone across me on uh-huh. a date. You know what I mean?
The pinky?
Do you see his pinky? Oh, do you see how that pair of shoes is like next to mine? Uh-huh. But like, we're very, like, it, you know, yeah. it's mm-hmm. very like, ooh, mysterious.
Yeah.
Hidden, right? And so they talked about how like men-centered women are not cool no more. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like this tension of not wanting to be seen as male-centered, but also wanting to have like the clout that comes with having a partner.
Uh-huh.
And like, it seems like it's kind of like you're walking a fine line.
Yeah.
Right. And some of the women in the article talked about how like, you know, the embarrassment of like, if I post my partner, mm-hmm. regardless of how long I had been with them, and then they embarrass me, they cheat on me, we break up. And like, now I have like all these pictures and just this fear that like men will yeah. literally embarrass you. Like men are not in style right now. Like somebody said, having a man right now is it's kind of like being a Republican. Okay, please.
Well,
but true. But yeah, so it's like all these very like weird feelings that uh-huh. are happening. And one thing that I really like, and this is a little lengthy, but the author ends with this note. So she writes, "From my conversations, one thing is certain. The script is shifting. Being mm-hmm. partnered doesn't affirm your womanhood anymore. It is no longer considered an achievement. And if anything, it's become more of a flex to pronounce yourself single. As straight women, we're confronting something that every other sexuality has had to contend with. A politicization of our identity." And then a little bit later, she writes, "Obviously, there's no shame in falling in love, but there's also no shame in trying and failing to find it or not trying at all. Mm. And as long as we're openly rethinking and criticizing heteronormativity, having a boyfriend will remain a somewhat fragile or even contentious concept within public life." And so this is also happening alongside a wave of women reclaiming and romanticizing their single life. Where being single was once a cautionary tale, it is now becoming a desirable and coveted status. Another nail in the coffin of a centuries-old heterosexual fairy tale that has never really benefited women to begin with. Shantae?
Oh.
Talk your stuff now.
She ate that.
Talk your stuff now. Because I was reading that and I was like, I do feel like there's now been a wave of like, you know, more of an acknowledgement of like, oh, this is what a male-centered girl looks like. And like, uh-huh. we don't want to be that. Girls before, you know, mm-hmm. men, boys, and, you know, romantic relationship down, friendships up, and intimacy with your friends, maybe not the man,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I thought that that was interesting, as I also, like, there was a video on TikTok by this, individual _ Sardotian, where it was a blind woman who was detailing like her friends, basically her friend's male centeredness, uh-huh. right? And the harms of that. And so she's sharing about how, you know, I believe she was out on the town with her friend.
Yes.
And, you know, they're out, they're dancing. Mm-hmm. And the woman who's telling the story is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Apparently her friend doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. And so she tries to take her man, you know, it's like she's trying to take the attention away from her. Mm-hmm. And at some point it's like, oh, she finds out she's dancing with like a famous uh-huh. football player. And so that's another thing. And so the friend is really trying to get at him. Doesn't work out. So then she ends up leaving her friend alone in the nightclub mm-hmm. and does not tell her.
Nope. Did not tell her.
And so she's like looking around for her friend or like trying to figure out where her friend is or feel for her friend.
She's feeling fabrics.
Jesus.
She's feeling fabrics because she knew what her friend came in with. Yeah. And she was like, it got to a point where I didn't hear her no more. I didn't feel her no more. And so she's like, I'm discreetly walking around,
yeah.
feeling people's fact, trying to find my friend. And she gets to a point where she's like, she's not here no more.
Yep.
She just unleft.
Yeah.
And then she texts her.
Yeah.
The friend had the audacity to text her and was like, yeah, I left. Hope you get home safe. And then there was no checkup after though. Yeah. Like, hey, did you make it? Are you all right? There was nothing after. And they had a conversation the next day. And she was telling her, like, that was messed up.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
And so I feel like those are, I don't know, like, just the idea of, like, the harm of, like, being male-centered. Mm-hmm. But also it's, like, this other push of, like, well, I don't want to be considered male-centered. And so I feel like we're really at a push and pull between, like, you know, the things that we know. Because mm-hmm. there is so much more accessibility. Like, you're on...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class. And our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
TikTok,
yes.
You're online. There are more conversations about like the research, right? Mm-hmm. Or really like the theories. So people are more knowledgeable about like feminism or womanism, yeah. right? And so, or like frameworks that really highlight kind of like the gender inequalities in mm-hmm. our like political, social, you know, economic or personal lives. Right. And so I also feel like we also then have knowledge of like things like the patriarchy and sexism mm-hmm. and misogyny. And so with that knowledge, I feel like we're always at a constant push and pull mm-hmm. as like women who like men, because you'll acknowledge both of those things. And like, yes, I know the patriarchy. And yes, I know sexism. But like, that man is fine.
Yep. Yep. It's like, I still want the company.
I still want the romantic love.
I still want that love. I still want that attention. I still want that. I like, but yeah. then you're still, but you're also like, fighting against like, but at the same time, yeah. like, I don't, you don't need to be. And that push and pull is a thought that it birthed a thought that I had mm-hmm. of, really, what is decentering men about?
Yeah.
And I came to the conclusion that decentering men is not about, essentially, it's not about us not finding love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about us not wanting companionship, mm-hmm. but it means that we're not building our whole life
yeah.
and identity around that. Mm-hmm. It means that you're able to put who you are first.
Yeah.
without forgetting your worth and understanding that you are worthy regardless of your relationship and your connection to a man.
Yes. Yes. And I definitely agree. But I feel like sometimes when we're taking in the information,
mm-hmm.
it's interpreted a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
Like people are thinking about like, well, we have to do away with like this push for romantic relationships. But I'm like, but that's kind of like
an extreme.
Yeah. And that's a hard to desire to get rid of,
yeah.
especially how much we've been like programmed. And like, I feel like, despite having access to all this information mm-hmm. about, you know, patriarchy and sexism yeah. and da-da-da, you know, even I'm thinking about, like, Miss Sprinkle Sprinkle, Shira mm-hmm. 7, be online telling you, like, you know, these men ain't nothing, da-da-da-da, but, like, ooh, it's kind of hard to undo, to really unpack and undo the work.
Yeah.
You know, beyond mayonnaise-ish and I'm no longer engaging with men and I'm not interacting with men. Like, it's, like, really hard to have that theory meet praxis.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking about, like, the burden of knowledge. Mm. And so mm-hmm. in 2009, Christian Turner wrote about this in the Georgia Law Review. And so they use the concept of the burden of knowledge to really discuss, like, why people may want to remain ignorant when mm-hmm. it comes to things like, specifically they were talking about, like, HIV testing, yeah. genetic testing, and, like, lawyers facing, like, client perjury or, like, false evidence, right? But I think that it applies here because they talk about how despite the advantages of, like, you know, ignorance that, I'm sorry, despite the advantages that knowledge often provides us, mm-hmm. like, ignorance is preferable because it shields us from the very harsh, unpleasant realities that we have to face. And it keeps us from having to make very, like, difficult choices. Mm-hmm. And they also mention, like, immunization against, like, attacks by others. Mm-hmm. And so they also talked about how, like, our society has so much information, right? And we are constantly saturated with knowledge that is helpful, you know, to help us kind of predict our futures. On the flip side, we'll be confronted more frequently with the dilemma of knowledge, mm-hmm. with, like, knowledge comes the power to make informed choices, but then there's also the burden of knowing. Mm-hmm. And so they talk about how, like, besides these activities that we perform in the world, like, knowledge can really, like, alter our self-regard and our worldview. And so it can challenge these very deep beliefs that we have and reveal this kind of different person, you know, maybe one that's more vulnerable or less adapted.
Yeah.
And so then we're really sitting at, like, this crossroad of, like, well, then do I lean with this belief and what's been comfortable? Mm-hmm. But also I look to my right and here's the reality.
Uh-huh.
And how difficult that is. And even they wrote that ignorance is kind of a form of self-preservation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so as far as we're concerned today, we do have access to so much research, which are all very real when they talk about the impact of sexism and patriarchy and heteronormativity in dating. And it sucks, but then there's just that, once again, that big gap between theory and praxis, because I'm like, many women know this, but I do want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I do wish to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's not, the answer is just not as straightforward as, like, leaning into just loving yourself and, you know, sitting with your girlfriends and having a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that friendships can be incredibly intimate, but so can romantic relationships.
Yes, and it's a different type of intimacy.
Yeah.
It's not the same. So you're feeling a need.
Yeah.
But it's not the same need.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for us to just tell women, girl, go learn to love yourself.
Exactly.
That reduces it a lot. Like, we have been programmed to lean into taking care of others.
Yeah.
Getting a man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of women, heterosexual women in particular, talk about, like, you know, growing up, I always had my wedding planned out. I've always thought about this fairy tale relationship.
Yep.
And so now I'm 25, I'm in the streets, and you telling me I can't, I gotta lock in and go home. And go love my, what? It's no one, like, prepared me for this.
Exactly. It's like you've been programmed
yes.
to run a certain way. And yes. it's like, now you're telling the computer, actually don't do that. Nope. And it's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to, this is what I know. This is the path I've been on.
This is what they told me to do.
And you telling me I can't keep walking on my path?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it really kind of calls on this process of, it makes me think of deprogramming,
yeah.
which is why programming came to my mind so quickly. because it is a different way of having to think and balance
yes.
and think about, because as you were talking, I started thinking about how far we mm-hmm. tend to go when it's either I'm all in, I'm male centered, mm-hmm. or I hate men, and I and I'm not male centered, and I'm all about myself. And there, it's never this acknowledgement of like, okay, well, how do we swing to the middle?
Yeah,
how do we coexist with both things? Of I want this love, I want this kind of companionship, but also this isn't my identity.
Yeah,
this isn't. This doesn't define who I am.
Right.
And so I feel like a lot of times that's what's happening. We're seeing these extreme swings from one end to another, and there's not a lot of support for how do I get in the middle, but how do I also kind of balance some of the feelings of feeling uncomfortable that comes with, I want this type of love, but I also... I'm recognizing that, okay, this isn't everything, but also it makes me feel kind of weird to say I want this when so many women are saying, girl, you're fine.
Yeah.
You like, go be with your friends. And so it really is a balancing act that requires a lot of support.
Yeah.
A lot of rewiring, rethinking, self-definition.
Yes.
And speaking of self-definition, so self-definition is a concept that comes up in Black feminist thought by Patricia Hill Collins. And so I was reading an article by Jessica Moorman, where she conducted a study that sought to understand how Black women define unmarried life for themselves.
Okay.
And how different relationships, experiences, and contexts contribute to their belief around being single. So she relied on those tenets of self-definition and self-recognition from Black feminist theory to kind of help us understand how this is happening, to learn about these experiences and frame these experiences by Black women. And something, when I was thinking about self-definition, when I was reading about self-definition, it really stuck out to me how powerful it is when we're having this conversation about decentering men. Self-definition occurs collectively through mutually constitutive practices of shared recognition, which allow Black women to identify and celebrate commonalities, strengths, and shared history with one another. So research exploring the impact of shared recognition and self-definition on Black women's experiences have found these strategies allow Black women to remake gender norms in their communities, organize politically, and reimagine their relationship to men and other Black women. And so self-definition is a big cornerstone of when we're thinking about decentering men, being able to redefine for yourself, well, what does this look like for me? What do I want this to look like? How do I want this to feel? And so it's a really important part of this process, like as we're talking about this pendulum swing that Black women are in. And being able to kind of bring yourself to that middle ground of this is what it looks like for me, because it's not going to look the same for everybody. And I think that's such an important thing to highlight, because a lot of times when we see these narratives online, they're promoting one type of thing. And it's like, no, it's got to be this way. These are the steps. This is how you get there. This is what it looks like. And it's like, no, everybody lives different lives. Everybody has different experiences. How do you want this to look for you that's going to serve you in the best way? That's going to help you in the best way, that's going to support you in the best way. And how do you also hold some of that grief that you may be experiencing if you are unpartnered and you want to be partnered? If you maybe are widowed and would like to be back in a relationship, but you're still grieving. Like being able to redefine what this may look like for you is something that is so important.
And as I was like thinking through this as well, I think about how so much of the ways that we think about relationships are influenced by, you know, the society that we exist in. And so I think that self-definition is really important, because you have to define it for yourself. You can't just let, you know, Miss Sprinkle Sprinkle tell you how to feel about your man or, you know, your partner. And you have to decide on that for yourself. But how hard it is to get to that self-definition point when you are existing in the smog of, you know, the patriarchy and in like misogyny. It's so hard to kind of go against the grain of that. And as I was thinking through, I was thinking about how it shouldn't be something that we try to get rid of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so that's why I think the self-definition is so important, because I don't think that women should be getting rid of experiencing romantic love with men, you know?
Yeah.
It just, I just don't think that it's something that you obviously, you like absolutely have to get rid of.
Uh-huh.
But we can't deny the impact that misogyny, patriarchy, sexism will have on the relationship.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We don't exist in a vacuum.
Nope.
Everything that we experience, everything that we come in to, everything we come encounter
in contact with.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Everything we come in contact with, whether it's direct, indirect, whether it's something that you actually feel and experience or not.
Yes.
It impacts us.
Yes.
So like you said, there's no way for us to exist, do the thing, and not acknowledge these systems that are impacting us, that are impacting the people that are around us, that are influenced how they are perceiving us as women and as Black women and as beings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of the vacuum, I actually read an article by Kitzinger in 2001. And so as I was thinking through the topics for the week, I thought about how, you know, one thing that often comes up in the literature regarding heterosexual relationships is how much there is that, like, heteronormativity and the impact of like the gender differences. And so heteronormativity really speaks to the belief that like heterosexuality is like the normal good sexuality. And one of the big components of heteronormativity is that there are like, there's this strict gender binary, men, women, and or male, female, and its roles. So like men do this and men do that. And so Kitzinger in 2001 really talked about how like, whether or not these alleged differences exist, you know, for any particular heterosexual couple, like these heterosexual couples, like don't live in a vacuum. Like we live within a cultural system that constantly enforces these gendered norms and the norms make it like really difficult for women to then decenter men because the very fabric of like heterosexuality is built around centering men's needs, their desires, and social power. And so the work that you will have to do to decenter men is so hard. However, lock in. Lock in.
Exactly.
You've got to do it, mama.
Babes.
Because you're going to be in a club mad that your friend getting play. You're going to leave her.
Leave her.
Lock in, diva.
Please.
Lock.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah. We're empathizing, right? We with you. Amen. Hold my hand.
It's a process.
I'm with you.
We accept that.
But go ahead and just push them to the side just a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, clear up that vision.
Okay. No, like you're funny. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Go ahead and get that man up out you. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly, because these scripts are written for us.
Yes.
Something else that this article talked about were the sexual scripts.
Yeah.
So sexual scripts theory. Basically means that humans rely on culturally and interpersonally informed schemas. Essentially, a schema is a belief system that we hold that's deeply ingrained in us. So we hold these deeply ingrained systems of appropriate sexuality to guide behavior and relationships. And so these sexual scripts are recurrent culturally sanctioned norms that inform our understanding of basically how you're going to function when you're in a relationship and what gender roles you're supposed to play. Mm-hmm. And so some of the messages that Black women may be getting are women sustain relationships. Mm. Or sometimes women are stronger than men. Mm-hmm. Which, as we were just talking about, when Black women are getting these messages, it can make it hard for you to have to, like, okay, well, this again, it's centered around men.
Yeah.
It's thinking about, well, what are men's needs? Mm-hmm. What it's not thinking about, like, okay, well, what's the Black woman need in this? Like, what is her role? What does she want to be?
Yeah.
Nobody's asking that. But they then talked about intrapsychic scripts.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard this term.
Me neither. Tell me about it.
Fell in love with this term. I actually fell in love with this article. I love this article. And it reminds me of Afrofuturism. Mm. So they talked about intrapsychic scripts are internally rehearsed and informed by culture and interpersonal interaction. Mm. It can be described as fantasies or daydreams, and the process of intrapsychic scripting gives life to our deepest desires through the norms and values of the social world. Mm. So I feel like intrapsychic scripts give us an opportunity to, again, reframe, self-define.
Yeah.
What do we want decentering men to look like? It asks us to dream. It asks us to push those boundaries. Again, going back to Afrofuturism that we talked about, check out the episode. going back to that concept of us being able to dream of realities that have not existed, whether it be past, present, or future, allowing us to see past what they're telling us is our reality and what it has to be. It allows us to imagine something different. And through imagining something different, we're able to then create a new reality.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love the ways that, like, it provides, like, empowerment and agency to imagine what you would want, you know, love to look like. And I'm thinking about how that stands against, like, the patriarchy, which is kind of this system where men hold all the power. They're the ones in authority, right? How standing against that, you are imagining what you want your love life to look like, what you want your engagement with men to look like, and how that can give you a little bit of power too, right? Because, tangent, but I think about how difficult it is to have standards, right? And to maintain those standards and, like, have to really sit with the fact that, like, okay, I have standards and it's made it really hard to date because no one's, like, meeting these standards, right? And that can make you feel a little powerless.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I set this up. I did this for myself, right? And so I'm not, it makes it a little bit easier to not fall to, I have to give up all that I want because I want this man. But there's power in, like, no, like, I define what I want this to look like, and this is what I want it to be, and it's just what it is.
Yes, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's okay that it is what it is.
Yeah.
And that's despite what other voices are telling you, because, again, going back to us not living in a vacuum, that can make it really difficult when everyone around you, because it's something that I've heard, you're picky, your standards are too high.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I found people that can meet them.
Yeah.
So no, they're not too high.
Yeah.
But it can make it really hard when you have those voices that are constantly coming in telling you that. And then, so one of the articles that I read for today, started reading, and then I was like, no, we're decentering men, so absolutely not. But I just have to briefly mention it because, so the article, essentially they did interviews with married Black men to try and understand why Black women were single. And mind you, this article came out in 2014, so not that long ago, but apparently long enough ago that some of the language that was used in the interviews, I was like, oh, they, at one point, Black women referred to, they, like, as a Negro woman. At one point, like, and this is something that this is my biggest indicator of male centeredness. If I hear someone call women females, that is my biggest pet peeve. If you ever, if you ever want to irk me, make me leave.
The way my ears go like this.
Girl, immediately.
Because.
Female? But then in the next sentence, when they were talking about
men.
Men, it's like, oh.
I know so what you see, are.
Do you see how this works?
I know what you are. Yeah. Got your tea.
Exactly. And so for one, that article, the language that was used was just horrible.
Yeah.
But then one of the top things that they talked about was Black women's standards. Mm. And they were like, oh, they're too high. Oh, they need to lower them. They're not giving brothers a chance that have potential. They're seeing the outside, but they're not looking at the inside. And baby, I'm not here for struggle love. I'm not here for struggle love. Black women, you don't have to be here for struggle love. It's okay. Let's decenter men. We don't have to put up with things that we choose to not put up with. Things that we don't want to put up with just because someone else is telling us, oh, well, your standards are too high. You should go ahead and bring them down. Maybe you'll find love. Maybe you'll find someone. Will you be happy?
Yeah.
Ask yourself that.
Yeah.
Will I be happy if I lowered my standards and I settled for whatever this thing is? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, go do the stuff that's going to make you happy. Go take your trip. Go be with your friends. Mm-hmm. Go date another man.
Yeah.
Like, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Go do the things that are going to make you happy and bring you joy. There is no reason. There are too many people on this earth, no matter what they try to tell us, no matter what type of scarcity mindset they try to promote.
Yeah.
There are always more people that we can find to be in community with, and we will find like-minded people. So even when it's feeling hard, when you're trying to decenter men, there are women out there that are on that journey. Mm-hmm. Charlie's Toolbox. That is a community. When I tell you that from the beginning, I've been following her on Twitter for years. Mm. And when her message has never changed, decenter men.
Yeah.
And she has a podcast as well. So check it out after you listen to us. She has resources. She is doing a project where she's having women tell their stories.
Yeah.
Check it out. See the resources that she has, because this has been her mission and her message from the beginning, and she ain't never faltered. And she is one that I will say is not falling on this like far in. Mm-hmm. She's found a good way to kind of come into the middle of that pendulum swing of being able to decenter men and still recognizing romantic love, still putting yourself first. So she's not on that opposite end where she's just like, forget men, hate men. She's not on that far end, so check her out.
Yeah.
Charlie's Toolbox.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I feel like an important part of decentering men is not just that we give up on having relationships with men, but it's the idea of, like, you don't have to compromise your wants and your needs and your desires for this one man.
Because he ain't compromising his.
Yeah, for this one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to have choices.
Yes.
And the part of decentering men is, like, if that's not the relationship for you, or that's not the man for you, there are other aspects of your life that you can pour into, that you can like just turn to, so that you're not just focusing on this one very sucky relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're happy and in love, you are treated well, stay in that, bask in that, you deserve vibes. But if you're not, girl, go ahead and write that up.
It's okay.
It's outside.
Yeah. Look.
It's outside the clock. Okay.
And it's okay.
Go outside.
Go. If you need to grieve.
Yeah, grieve.
Go therapy.
Cry.
It's okay. Cry. Grieve. What do you mean?
I'm crying in the club. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Dance. I'm crying. I'm joking.
No, but yeah, grieve. Mm-hmm. But one part that has stuck out to me was when you talk about, like, oh yeah, like, is you happy? Girl, is you happy?
Are you happy?
And the tea is, the research is saying,
ooh,
some of y'all is not. No shade. Let's get into the theory.
Ooh.
Okay, because the part of the article that talks about, like, you know, our relationship's still cool. Mm-hmm. Is being with a man still tea, mm-hmm. right? And so I went into the research, and girl, it's looking bleak.
Oh.
So, Waring and Simpson mm-hmm. in 2024, so last year, okay, very close, mm-hmm. They looked at the research from over 50 scientific studies on gender differences in heterosexual relationships.
Mm-hmm. What they say.
Apparently, men are more likely to be focused on entering steady relationships. Do you want to know why?
Oh, why?
Because they benefit so much more.
Oh.
They do.
I wonder why.
Their well-being and their health is constantly higher than the women. Okay, the life expectancy of men is more strongly associated with being in a steady relationship than that of women. Your man living longer because of you, but are you living longer because of him?
Look, he's stressing you out, but you taking care of him. Make it make sense.
Okay. In addition, the authors found that men are less likely than women to initiate a breakup while in a steady relationship. They are more likely to experience loneliness after a breakup and are less likely to see the positive side of a breakup, right? And so overall, like, the women are not gaining as much, and they looked into why. So it's because in numerous studies, they found that women usually have a more emotional support from their social environment because women are pouring into their friendships. Whereas men are entering like their romantic relationships and expecting to get all of that. And hold on, expecting and receiving. Oh. So they're expecting it and women are reciprocating it, right? Or giving it to them. But they're expecting so much more emotional support. Whereas women, some will have fuller lives, and so they'll go to their friends and they'll have other things going on. And so men are way more dependent on women to fulfill their emotional needs. And so steady relationships are more psychologically important for men than they are for women. And so this is in terms of like heterosexual relationships. But then I was like, what's the tea on like same sex relationships?
I like it.
Right?
Where are we going?
Yeah. And so one, this article by Umberson and colleagues in 2018, I really liked because one, they kind of support the idea or the confirmed research that shows that like men just benefit more from being in a romantic relationship. But there's also, they give us another, more of a breakdown. So they talk about how the reason why men will benefit more really comes from the ways that, like, there are structural systems of gender, right? Which impose different, like, responsibilities on men and women. And so women have kind of this sense of responsibility and attention to, you know, the health and the well-being of others. So thinking about the children and their spouse. While, you know, men are encouraged to have, like, this greater independence and inattention to the needs of others as well as their own health. And so in a relationship, they're more likely to... So in this study, they talk about how like there's this talk of kind of like ways that we influence our spouses to take care of their health. And women mostly do that. So that's why they have so much better outcomes, is because you have a woman behind you who's telling you,
you gotta go to the doctor.
Yeah, you gotta go to the doctor. Wait, what's that lump? You should get that checked out. Oh, babe, let me take care of you. Oh, you're sick. Let me da-da-da.
Yeah. But who doing it for the women?
You're not turning around doing that for you. And so when we looked at, when they in, like looked at same-sex couples as well as heterosexual couples, I was kind of gagged because one, they've, I mean, the research supported that, you know, men just benefit more. Women are more likely than men to kind of regulate their spouse's health habits. But they also found that this is very similar for like women who are in relationship with, or I'm sorry, men who are in a relationship with like men. So for men who are, so they wrote, men are less likely than women to attempt to regulate their spouse's health habits. But this pattern is stronger for men married to women than men married to men. So it kind of confirms this idea of like heteronormativity, right? The gender roles are still in place. So when you are a man with a man, right, a lot of same-sex relationships don't have those same constraints. There is so much that you have to already unpack as you come to realize that you are queer. There are so many more, like...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Rules that society gives you that you're like, no.
Yeah.
Because you're breaking one of the biggest ones, yeah. which is heteronormativity. Mm-hmm. So when you realize like, oh, like if I can break that rule, I can break that one too.
Exactly.
Like I don't have to follow this stupid little script.
Uh-huh.
And so in people who like are in these like same sex relationships, mm-hmm. folks can take care of each other. Mm.
So it's almost as if the ability was there the whole time.
Yeah. And so then in relationships where women are with men,
yeah.
you know, they're taking care of their partners. But you don't see that in relationships where women are with women.
Hmm. Well.
So, you know.
Okay.
Folks are learning to take care of each other and themselves.
Yep.
Just not in the heterosexual ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, in thinking about, like, are relationships still cool? I feel like with the information out there that, like, women are your man will benefit more from this relationship than you will.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I be with you?
Child.
Why am I posting your hand?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I telling the people I'm with you? You finna live longer than me because I'm doing all the stuff.
You finna live longer than me. You probably gonna embarrass me at some point. It's gonna stress me out.
You gonna stress me out,
child.
So like, what's the point? There was this study that came out that talked about like women or men are more likely to leave their. This is not funny, but it's just terrible. I had to chuckle. Men are more likely to leave their terminally ill spouses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was. I looked into it and I didn't use it for the episode mm-hmm. per se because I was like, I looked into it and it was a small difference, but it was a difference nonetheless.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like. And out on social media, online, that's the big title. It's just that men are more likely to leave you if you get sick.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I'm packing this relationship up.
Because what do you mean? We said in sickness
and in health.
And you heard the and in health.
Girl.
And blocked out the in sickness part completely.
You packed it up. Oh, no.
Packed it up, packed up your stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
So with knowledge like that, what am I doing?
Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Because at this point, I could have did this myself.
Yes.
I might as well have did it myself and you wouldn't be in the way.
No, I might as well. Like, I literally might as well have just figured this out on my own.
Yeah. Because it sounds like that's what you're having to do either way.
Yes.
Because they're not there helping to figure it out. So at this point, you're just taking up space.
Yeah.
You're kind of in the way. If you ain't going to contribute, and this ain't a partnership, you can just go ahead and pack it up. Mm-hmm. Pack it up and go. Because if we not both working together cohesively to make this work and to not stress each other out, and if we do stress each other out, we come together to figure out why, like, what happened? If we can't do that, and it's on me all the time to have to come to you and like, oh, well, you just hurt my feelings. And I didn't like when you did this. And could we fit? And can we change? And at this point, I could just be by myself and be content. And but girl, baby, we don't have to do this.
I recently put up my own shelves in my home.
Yeah, I would love to say that I put the curtains up, but I didn't put these curtains up. I did hire someone.
Hold on.
And it came in, but.
Then don't tell them that.
I'm sorry.
I put up shelves in my home. And I was literally like, man, for what?
Mm. I love that for her.
Mm.
I love that for her. I put up other things in here, though. Everything else, just not the curtains. But I just built this standing desk.
Mm, I believe. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Redemption.
Yeah. No, literally. Yeah, you had to find that.
I had to find it because
I was like, please, not helping the case. But like,
I was not helping the case.
No, I told them people that
all this work being did in this episode.
I'm over here talking about I put up shelves. I did put up curtains last year and they were crooked. And like, I couldn't move my curtains too much.
Yeah.
Because then they would fall off. But I just didn't do that.
Exactly.
And they didn't fall off until I took them off.
And so, women Bob and STEM.
The Belgium. Yes, sweet. Oh, I don't know this.
Yep.
Just know I built that diva.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM.
Gotta love us.
Okay.
Gotta love us. And I just wanted to share a brief, so it was a quote in the article I read that was, it was one of my favorite quotes. I didn't copy it down, but the gist of it was, it was a black woman. I believe she was in her 40s or 50s. And she talked about how she had her team of six men as she was self-defining her relationship to men. She had a team of six men. And those six men, and one of them included her ex-husband.
All right.
Whenever she had an itch that needed to be scratched, they came to scratch the itch. Whenever there was a need that needed to be met, they met that need. She said, I scheduled them. And whenever I need, you know, and they would come. She said, why deal with just one? When she's like, I can redefine what that looks like for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what worked for her. So I just wanted to put that out there to say, in your self-definition, you can define it to mean whatever you need it to mean. What relationship do you want to have with men?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to be married to him no more. Mm. That was fine. She was like, but we can still interact as well as I can interact with others. And that is fine too. So again, define it how you want to define it. Quite the conversation.
Quite the conversation.
I knew it would be.
Yeah.
I knew it would be.
You know,
decentering men, that's always a fun topic.
Yeah. and it's just, I think it's just about like going out and, you know, doing the learning for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to, you don't have to stop.
Yeah.
It's just about, don't leave your friend in the club.
Please do not leave your friend at the club. I don't care if she got a disability or not.
Yeah.
I can't see completely just fine. I wear glasses. Mm. My vision is actually bad. But even your friends that don't leave your friend regardless at the club, a buddy system.
The way that y'all don't leave the club going, my crew, let's go. Rude.
Child.
That's insane. Like, just because I was with a football player, girl, I don't even know him. Like,
look,
you know me.
Like, girl, I was like, she said she was just having a good time. So I just want to dance. Can we not dance anymore?
And if you're an influencer, you know you started out a baddie shot o'clock. Why you get a man and all of a sudden now you Christian and you go to church?
Oh,
please.
Child, that's
keep the content. You know what I mean? Keep the content as it is. Like, remain the baddie. You can have a man. Like, nobody's fault. And, you know, we're being heterosexual specific because I feel like the rules just don't apply the same for queer relationships.
Mm-mm.
But no, specifically, like, girl, like, remain the fun baddie that you are.
Yes.
Don't let that man change you.
Yes. Eh? And also, we don't have to get into TikTok comments and social media comments and put other women down. I saw this video earlier. It was this dating influencer in Dallas, and he was talking about like how he went to this place, and then he went to this place, and then he went to this place, and he was like, and the girl, she just didn't like me. She just didn't like me. And somebody in the comments was like, well, did you ask her, like, if these are places she wanted to go, things that she wanted to do? And other women are coming and they're getting upset. They're like, oh, I would have loved this. This would have been great. No, she just, like, she just didn't know how to have a good time. That we don't, babes, we don't have to
mind you be on a date with the weirdest vibes.
Exactly.
You don't know that.
You weren't there. You don't know her experience.
No.
We don't need to be in the comments putting the other women down. It's
lock
giving.
In.
I'm sorry. It's giving pick me.
Lock in.
We don't have to do
is
that.
Is having a boyfriend embarrassing now? The answer is yes. No,
but. Might be.
Like, because this is a public platform, I'm not going to say yes, but. Yeah.
There are times when that situation would be embarrassing.
I'm going to just say, yep.
Yep.
Yep. I won't say the full. I'm not going to say yes. I'm going to say yep. Yeah. You feel like you said all you needed to say?
I did. What about you?
I'm full. All right. What's your tea?
Ooh.
Can we help you with the theory?
We
send us your tea through our email, teaandtheorypodcast@gmail.com. And you can even send us a DM. I've just created something here. Yeah. Hello, Afrofuturism. Okay. Send us a D-mail. Okay. Through our socials. Okay. T and Theory Podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, as always, at the end of every episode, Quenisha will lead us in a brief meditation. Words of affirmation.
I will. So, as always, please find your comfortable positions. If you are driving, go ahead and pause. Come back to us once you are stationary.
Don't close your eyes.
Please don't close your eyes. Please don't lay down. You are on 35. Don't do that. You are in danger, sister.
Sister, hold on.
But find your comfortable positions. And if you are comfortable, close your eyes. If you're not, then just let your eyes gaze, just gently fall. And let's take this moment to just connect with ourselves, taking some deep breaths in and out, breathing deeply deep into your diaphragm, focusing on not raising your shoulders, allowing yourself to just settle into this moment. You can choose what vision you want for your life. You can choose what role men play in your life. You can choose what role your family plays, your friends play. That's your choice and that's your option. Though society may tell us what these should look like, what these roles should look like, at the end of the day, it's your choice. It's your choice to go against the grain. It's your choice to be different. We were made to be unique. We were made to be different. No two people were ever meant to be the same. If we were, then our fingerprints would be the same. But they're not. Allow yourself to be special person that you are, to be the full person that you are. So define who that is. Allow yourself that time to get to know you, figure out what this little life can look like. As you are settling into this moment, if any thoughts cross your mind, it's okay. Just acknowledge them, let them float on by. And take this moment to just be and be present. Always, I like to leave you with some affirmations that you can repeat to yourself silently, or maybe you want to repeat them just in your head. I define who I am. I define who I am. I am worthy. I am worthy. I was born to be unique. I was born to be unique. Allow those affirmations the time to just wash over you, sink in, and really sit with you. Let's take a few more deep breaths. When you're ready, and only when you're ready, you can begin to come back to the present moment, wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes. Maybe you'll turn your head from side to side gently. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes slowly and rejoin us on the couch. As always, we are so excited that you made it through another episode with us here at Tea and Theory. And we are so excited to see y'all in our next episode. Bye. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.